What we see throughout this passage is that exhortation, as it were, to faith. Our Lord, when he finds out what they're all arguing about and discussing about the deliverance of the boy from the evil spirit, he finds out the disciples were already trying to drive it out and couldn't do so. And our Lord responds, "Oh, you faithless generation." Actually kind of complains, "How long will I be with you? How long must I endure you?" He gets a little bit, it would seem, impatient, but he's really looking, yearning for the faith, their faith, a complete faith, which unfortunately was lacking. And then he goes on even to ask the boy's father. Well, the boy's father asked the Lord, "If you can do this, do it. Deliver us, deliver him." And our Lord again gives a bit of a rebuke. "If you can, if I can, if you can," it says here. Everything is possible with one who has faith. Recall also in the scriptures he tells us, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a tiny little seed, you can move mountains. Now does that mean automatically we can go out, if I have a little faith, I show a faith, I can move a mountain out there, I can move a building, I can do whatever I want to do? No, it's not like that. But it means if we have that faith, we can do what God wills of us. And we can carry out whatever work he wants us to do, whatever mission he gives us, whatever, we can carry it out. Because God is working through us. But if we don't have that faith, what happens? We block God, you see? So our Lord is exhorting us, crying out for us, have that faith. The man responds, the father of the boy, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Here he's turning to our Lord, "Help me, help my unbelief. Help me to grow in that faith." We're going to find alone, we cannot do it. Without the grace of God, it would not be possible. But with the grace of God, with that faith, all things are possible. Because you see, with God, all that is possible is possible. There are no limits on God. But that's what it's all about. Turning to him. Giving it all to him. He can do it. We may not be able to, but he can do it. And here then he does it. All he does is rebuke the spirit. "Come out of him and never enter him again." And the boy is delivered. And then when the disciples asked, "Well, how come we couldn't do it?" They had been delivering other spirits. Recall, he'd sent them out two by two. He gave them his power and authority to be able to do it. And they were doing it. They were able to do it. Through him, not alone. But in this case, they weren't able to do it. What happened? And the Lord says, this one can only be delivered by prayer. This one can only come out through prayer. So either their prayer was lacking, or they really had to go running to our Lord first. In any case, we are called to run to our Lord. Run to our most blessed mother, that she take us to him. And she will. We need that grace to be able to carry out whatever our Lord deigns to us to do, gives us to do. With his grace, we can and we will do it. Let us run to him for that grace constantly, every day. And we will carry through whatever he wants us to do. He is doing it through us. We need only be his docile instruments. He can and will do it. Praised be Jesus and Mary.